Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, September 9th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
So it is Jim Gavin's to lose, at least on the face of it.
Fianna Fáil to pick its presidential nominee, and Trump's birthday message to Epstein is published. Plus, we've all the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Fianna Fáil will pick its presidential nominee today. Former Dublin football manager Jim Gavin will go up against Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher. The nomination meeting will take place at Leinster House from 11:30 this morning. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Jim Gavin certainly goes into this as the favourite to win the Fianna Fáil nomination, with more than 30 members of the parliamentary party backing him privately. Billy Kelleher supporters think he may have in excess of 20, and that really there could be 10 to 12 swing votes, people who aren't publicly declared, that could decide this one way or another. It probably needs to get to plus 25 votes for this to become a real headache internally for Micheál Martin and to signal a real division in Fianna Fáil. So it is Jim Gavin's to lose, at least on the face of it. But of course, this is the first Fianna Fáil secret ballot for a presidential nomination since 1997, when Albert Reynolds, former Taoiseach, went in as the favourite and Mary McAleese came out the nominee.
Budget 2026 is being planned without a clear roadmap for fiscal policy, according to the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. They're warning government spending is rising faster than planned this year. With a package of over 9 billion euro for the budget, the Advisory Council says it's not appropriate. Chief Economist Niall Conroy says the government planned to spend 3 billion euro in the last budget, but that has almost doubled.
A lot of the focus is on what's announced on budget day and what the plans are at that stage. What we're seeing this year is that government spending is rising at a much faster pace than what was planned last October. So the budget would have set out an increase in spending of about 3 billion euro. We reckon it's probably going to be close to about 7.6 billion euro for this year. So more than double what was initially outlined.
One in five children live in families below the poverty line when housing costs are accounted for. A new ESRI report published in partnership with Community Foundation Ireland shows child poverty is at similar levels to the financial crisis. Dr. Barra Rowantree, co-author of the report, says that amounts to more than 225,000 children, with Ireland ranked 16th out of 27 EU countries.
So really, while incomes are growing, what we also see is that the housing crisis is playing out in at the bottom of the income distribution as well. We see that once you account for housing costs, more than one in five children live in families below the poverty line, more than 225,000 children. And really, it is the unaffordability of housing that is stopping progress and reducing those rates of child poverty, something the government has said, repeated, and successive governments have said, is a top policy priority.
An off-duty Garda in his 20s has been injured in an assault in Dublin. It happened shortly before 6 p.m. yesterday evening in Phibsborough as he attempted to break up a fight. He's been treated for non-life-threatening injuries at the Mater Hospital. An investigation is underway. Hotel rooms won't be included in the VAT rate reduction for the hospitality sector. That's according to Taoiseach Simon Harris, who says the rate cut will come for the rest of hospitality, but that could be delayed towards the middle of next year. Speaking at the Fine Gael Thinking in Mullingar, Simon Harris says the measure is important for the sector.
There's a lot of different figures floating around here, some of which I reject. So I've heard all sorts of figures attached to the cost of VAT 9 that are outlandish. The cost of VAT 9 is somewhere between 500, 600 million if you do it in a full year. That's just if you do it for food. We've no intention of doing it for hotel rooms.
A book of birthday messages once sent to paedophile Jeffrey Epstein has been released by US politicians, including notes apparently signed by Donald Trump and Lord Mandelson. The latter, who is currently Britain's ambassador in Washington, calls the disgraced financier his best pal. Mr. Trump has denied sending a message that includes a drawing of a woman's body. Sky's US correspondent James Matthews says it has certainly set tongues wagging.
This, of course, has fueled questions around the exact relationship that Trump and Epstein had, and questions around inappropriate behaviour, denied, of course, by Donald Trump. But this will fuel traction amongst members of the public for a full release of the Epstein files.
France's outgoing Prime Minister will formally tender his resignation later after losing a vote of confidence, which he called himself. François Bayrou was ousted by French MPs over proposed spending cuts. The decision has now put increased pressure on President Emmanuel Macron, who must choose his fifth prime minister in 2 years. Eleanor Carwa is a member of the French National Assembly from Macron's Renaissance Party.
Ultimately, we were going to have a similar situation at the end of the year in December, where we absolutely need to vote a budget. Now we're having it in September. It's a bit early, but at least it gives us some time to really have these discussions that are necessary and to have a budget by the end of the year.
In business news, Rupert Murdoch's family have reached a deal to end a long-running row over which of his children will control his media empire after his death. The saga is believed to have inspired the TV drama Succession. In the real-life finale, the family have agreed eldest son Lachlan will take charge of the company, which owns Fox News, The Times and The Sun. A new Banksy artwork showing a judge beating a protester is to be removed from the Royal Courts of Justice in London. The latest work by the elusive artist appeared on a wall yesterday. It depicts a protester lying on the ground holding a blood-spattered placard while the judge in a wig and gown looms over him. These people have given their thoughts on what the image means.
Obviously to do with Gaza, say that the government are making a big mistake, arrested all these people just to carry the signs with Palestine Action on.
I do think it is like a Palestine protester, and then the judge obviously, you know, is squashing like their views, etc., and the right to protest.
And in sport, in soccer, Republic of Ireland manager Heimir Hallgrímsson says he's looking for his team to settle early in this evening's World Cup qualifier against Armenia. His side recovered from falling 2-0 behind to get a 2-2 draw with Hungary in their opening game on Saturday. Hallgrímsson says the fact his players created so many chances is a positive to take into tonight's match.
Yeah, created a lot of good opportunities that we should have done better with, but... It's a better problem to solve, not scoring for many chances than not creating chances.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.